Welcome to Brewed Insight, Mini Morning Bursts, where we dive into those spontaneous, out-of-the-blue thoughts that bubble up during my morning routine. I'm Joe Harris, and these mini episodes are all about keeping it real, more real than real. Picture this, it's early, I've just grabbed my phone, hit record, and let the thoughts flow unfiltered, uncensored. So grab your favorite brew, settle in, and join me for a dose of genuine off-the-cuff reflections to kickstart your day. Okay, so yesterday I woke up and I was completely uninspired, which is a funny thing for me. Doesn't happen very often. Today I woke up, I had some idea about sending virtual hugs and it kind of took off into a thing and I wrote this little mini thing about being kind and that just set me right off. I'm standing in my kitchen, people, and I'm making pumpkin ice cubes for my dogs. So bear with me. I'm doing my best. I have one of those brain mornings, and here I go. Yesterday, a lovely person who follows me on Facebook, who is very, very supportive, never, ever misses a beat, I swear. Anyways, I responded to this person and she said something like, what'd she say? Simple sentence. We have to hold each other up. And I seriously, if I could have jumped through the computer and hugged her, I would have done it. And the reason is it was such a simple statement and it was so powerfully meaningful because it showed her heart and her heart space and I felt it. And even though I didn't need that kind of support in that moment, I really felt it and that was fabulous. And to me, it even means more to talk about it because that's the kind of stuff that I really needed when I was going through my PTSD for 3 years. And such a simple thing, like that smile to the sweet old senior citizen in the grocery store that feels alone because she has no family. She or he has no family and they just walk around feeling older and alone. And I think that's a very sad thing. And all you have to do is smile and say, I see you. And, you know, or do something simple like what happened to me yesterday. We have to hold each other up. And just one sentence, which she's not even holding me up. She held me up. She literally held me up more, got me motivated for the day, set me off on a tangent and doing things. It was amazing. You have no idea what the simplest little act of kindness can actually do. Conversely, you also have no idea what an act of unkindness can do to someone or who's struggling. So I don't know. We need to be mindful. We need to learn to think outside of ourselves and feel outside of ourselves and actually want the best for everyone around us. And to be seen and heard. Just saying. I think in this day, sometimes people are forgetting. I know I have these conversations with people that work and around them and there's stress and people frustrated and people sometimes take things personally or to heart that they really don't need to even take to heart, but they're just taking it to heart. You know, maybe if we were just a little bit more supportive and kind, say, how can I help you today? Seriously? You look like you're struggling. It's like the crabby cashier. Everybody talks about the crabby cashier, right? My husband had one the other day. He was pissed off and he didn't want to go to her the next day. He said, I'm not going there. I'm like, why not? Why not go there and be nice? You know, I have said this before. You look like you're having a bad day. I'm very sorry. And it sort of makes someone go, oh, well, maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. Just be love, people. Be loving. Be kind. There you have it. That's it. Have a great day. Hugs to you all.